From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Divers in Thailand have rescued four boys out of a group of 12 and their soccer coach who had become trapped by floods inside a mountain cave for more than 2 weeks. The dangerous operation to bring the other nine to safety had been suspended today for a while rescuers replenished air tanks along the exit tunnel. The rescue is now again underway, where the boys and the coach are stranded about 4 kilometers inside the cave. Rescuers in Japan dig through mud and rubble, racing to find survivors after torrential rains unleashed widespread flooding and landslides. That story now from Reuters' Grace Lee.
The death toll in western Japan has climbed to more than 100 as rescuers race to find survivors in the deadliest flooding the country's seen in more than a decade. Among the dead, a 9-year-old boy. The region was slammed by torrential rains last week, and dozens of people are still missing. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe held an emergency meeting in Tokyo on Monday.
We are increasing the number of self-defense forces to 73,000 members who are doing their utmost to rescue and assist locals.
But rescuers and survivors are now facing a new problem. Clouds have cleared up to a scorching sun, fueling fears of heat stroke in areas cut off from power and, more importantly, water.
Reuters' Grace Lee. U.S. Embassy in Haiti has asked all Americans to remain indoors for further notice because of violent protests in the capital. They're continuing over government-ordered fuel price increases. The protests continued even though that was rescinded. At least 3 people were killed in the protests, which began Friday. This is VOA News. A woman who was poisoned by a military-grade nerve agent in southwest England died Sunday, 8 days after police think she was touched that contaminated item. Police said that she and a companion were exposed to Novichok, same type of nerve agent used to poison a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain in March, Moscow denying any involvement. Undaunted by a rebuke of his efforts to pull together a denuclearization deal with North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appealed for North Korea's leadership to follow Vietnam's path in overcoming past hostilities with the United States. Speaking to members of the U.S. Vietnamese business community in Hanoi, Mr. Pompeo called on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to stay committed to promises made when he met last month in Singapore with President Trump.
The road ahead will be difficult and challenging, and we know critics will try to minimize the work that we've achieved, but our allies, like the Republic of Korea and Japan, President Trump and I believe that peace is worth the effort.
North Korea's foreign ministry had said discussions with the top U.S. diplomat were, in their words, regrettable. President Trump begins a week-long trip to Europe this week, and some analysts believe it will test already strained bonds with some of the United States' closest allies. Mr. Trump maintains U.S. partners in NATO are not doing their part to protect themselves and their neighbors, and that he's tired of the U.S. paying more than its fair share of the NATO defense cost. VOA asked University of Denver scholar Jonathan Adelman if the Trump visit to Europe will be as contentious as some believe.
By the standards of the last decade or two, still fairly contentious. The president is getting some of what he wants. Nearly all of the European powers have at least, mildly increased, the amount of money they're spending on weapons. But the president is also talking about something which many Americans agree with, which is why should we be putting out 3.6% of our GNP, and many of the European countries are barely at 1.5%.
President Trump departs on Tuesday for a four-nation Europe tour amid simmering disputes over trade and military spending with fellow Western democracies and speculation about whether he will rebuke or embrace Russian President Vladimir Putin. He meets the Russian leader in Helsinki after earlier stops in Belgium for the NATO meeting, also in England and in Scotland. Get more on this story and all the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.